You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Kelly, what's going on in your world?
Hey,
girl.
What are you up to?
Dude, I'm driving to DIA right now.
Okay.
I'm flying to Nashville this morning.
I want to go to there.
Fun.
Never been.
Really?
I got a big event. I'm turning the big 4-0 tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
All
you're
right.
Getting old. My goodness.
I'll tell you what, Kelly, I've traveled a lot, but I'd never, ever been to Nashville, which was really weird. So I went this summer for a couple of days, and an absolute hoot.
Yeah, I hear.
I can't wait to go back.
I hear nothing but good things about Nashville.
You just got to go down to
Vegas.
Yeah, it's better. Oh, way better than
without
Vegas.
The gambling and the, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Without let me put it this way. Vegas, to me, is a town of sadness, okay, and depression. Nashville is uplifting and
I'm surprised you liked Nashville. Dom, you're not a big country guy, boogie, you're none of that.
That's the misconception about it, because when we were on Broadway, the street where all of the partying's going on, Kelly, which I know you're going to be at,
yeah.
There was far more rock and roll going on there than country music.
Oh, I love that. That's cool.
There's both. Don't get me wrong.
And it's like right on the street. Like some of the windows are open. You can hear everything, see everything.
It's fantastic. So what's I'm jealous.
What's on your itinerary then, Kelly, while you're there?
You know, I think there's going to be some karaoke. I love me some karaoke, some good dinners, and just hanging out.
Just go to Broadway.
We're staying at a hotel right on Broadway, so we're just going to be in the thick of all of it.
You can just stumble right back to your hotel room.
Pretty much. That's the plan.
How fun. What a rad birthday.
That's
really cool.
That's a fun 40 right there. That's a great 40th birthday.
Sure is. Mm-hmm. My God.
We're going with some friends. Our best friends, and his birthday is on Sunday. Mine's on Saturday. We're both turning 40. So
double birthday.
Double, yes. Wow. It's going to be amazing.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what, then you're about to get the two-word birthday song from me. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Happy birthday. There you go.
There it is.
Kelly,
that's the first one I've heard. Thank you.
Have a great trip.
Have fun.
And when you get back, text us a couple of photos of you tearing it up, okay?
Well, they'll be censored. Yes, we'll do.
Right on, Kelly. Have
a
good time.
Thank you for listening. Have a great birthday. Have fun. Yeah, Jeremy, you and Nicole need to get
I'm dying to go. We've got some good friends moving out there next year. So it's going to be like giving us an excuse to go out and visit type thing.
Yeah.
We're excited.
Such a hoot. Here's Kim. Good morning, Kim. Welcome.
Hi, boys. How are you?
We're good, Kimmy Kim.
We couldn't be better. What do you got going on in your life?
Not a whole lot. I have the day off from work today and hopefully get my Christmas stuff up this morning.
Oh, you're running behind. It's the 9th.
I know. I'm like the only one. I feel like I'm the only one. That
yeah, you better get on it.
In my house.
Are you doing anything else for the holidays? Anything special?
Our family is here, and we'll do our tradition of I'm the mom, where my daughter texted in yesterday that drinks wine while I cook and ended up in urgent care a few years ago.
I do remember that yesterday.
Oh, yeah, Kim the Lush. That's
Why did you end up in urgent care? Remind me.
I have slipped on our kitchen floor and cracked my elbow.
That's horrible.
She said her mom had a drinking problem.
Yeah, a lot of wine consumed, Kim.
Our son had just left for work. He was the sober one out of the whole group that was here that time. And so, like my daughter said, my husband had to sober up and take you down, huh?
Well, maybe cut back a little bit this year, okay?
Yeah, try to behave yourself, Kim, will you?
Well, I try, but it's no fun.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, this is why your Christmas decorations aren't up yet.
We got to
down the hooch.
Take a bunch of calls.
All right, Kim.
When you're at that point, Kim, you might need to
go lay down, Kim. Nice meeting you.
We love you. Thank you for calling. Here comes Amy, who's patiently holding. Good morning, Amy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Happy Friday, boys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. What's going on? What's on your mind today?
Okay. So I have always forgot to ask or want to find out what little kiddo's voice is the voice of, the Boys Against the Girls.
Wait a minute. Play it, here
play it
comes.
Nope.
Oh, wrong one.
Wrong button.
This one.
Are you ready to play?
Boys Against the Goals.
With Dom and Jimmy.
Dom and Jimmy. That is my son Reed from a...
That was what I assumed.
I don't know how many years ago. Does that show when that was loaded in there? It might.
God, that is.
He was, yeah, he was really young. And it took a good, you know, 15, 20 takes in front of a microphone for us to land that. But yeah, that's my kiddo.
It's adorable.
Isn't he cute?
It's adorable. It's sweet. Never change it. Always keep it.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason to change that one.
No, it sounds fine.
I think we could update some of the boys' rule and girls' rule. It's possible.
It might be time for that. But
And maybe when he's like, you know, preteen, he's like, Dad, please, please.
He'll be like, please stop playing that on the radio. Or we'll get it. We'll have him cut a new one with that new teenager voice. Boys against the girls.
Right.
That might be funny, too. We can alternate them.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that's little Reed. I think he was five or so.
Something like that. Yeah, it was a little while ago. So.
And now he's about to start shaving. So.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
What's going on in your world, Amy?
Nothing much. I have a very calm weekend. We've already decorated like a week ago, and it's nice, and everything's perfect, and we're just waiting for the holidays to hit and school out and husband's vacation, and... Yeah, I'm still trying to get the approval of my kid. I called in a few weeks back when the kids did something stupid and my kid jumped over the overhang onto the couch and broke it. I am still trying to get his permission for me to send in the video to you guys because, you know, he's...
Oh, you don't need permission.
Permission?
So, send it.
I have no idea.
Wait, permission from who?
The kid.
Oh, the kid. Oh, yeah.
Well, we don't have to share it. We want to see it, though. We don't have to.
It's just for us.
We're not going to blast it out on Facebook.
I will upload it. It might not have any sound, but it will have the full video, and it is hilarious. I laugh every time.
You can text it to us.
How old is your son?
Well, he's now 16, but I think he did it when he was 13 or 14.
Yeah, you don't need permission from them. Just send it to us.
Yeah,
that's
he was the jack wagon.
Total jack wagon. Uh-huh. Yeah, he cost me a whole new couch. So I mean,
I remember this. Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
He has no say in this.
What is the video? Is it of him actually jumping over and landing on the couch?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he took the video, as I recall.
That's what it was?
Right?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I think there was a few different ones, and then he finally did it, and the last one was him looking at the kid. It's a little cut off, but at the very end, he goes, oh, shoot, I think I broke something. I mean, it was hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be looking for that today, Amy. Okay.
I will send it off today.
Thank you, Amy.
You tell him to shut up. You're sending it to the boys.
You shut your mouth.
I gave birth
shut
to you.
Mouth.
That's right. I gave birth to you.
You owe me.
I think you broke something.
True. That was why he was my last one.
Yeah.
Oh, God. We love you, Amy. Have a great weekend, okay?
Bye,
you
Amy.
You guys. Bye.
Ciao.
Bye. Oh, that is fantastic. Who is next? I think it's Les. Hello, Les. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hi,
what's
Les.
What's going on? Is Les like short for Leslie?
It's not Leslie. It's Leslie.
Leslie.
So
Leslie.
Well,
it's very, very fancy.
It's very fancy.
And for some reason, Americans can't say it, so they all call me Leslie.
Leslie. But you're Leslie.
Stupid Americans.
I introduce myself as Les.
That's fine. Go by Les.
Gotcha.
Les.
Stupid Americans. God.
Leslie.
Yeah, Leslie.
Leslie.
What's on your mind today?
Isn't that fancy? So not a whole lot. I just, you know, listen to you guys every single day, and you're absolutely hilarious. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
And Dom, you and I have actually met.
Oh, my.
I didn't sleep with you or anything,
did
I?
Did you guys go out?
Les?
Not that I remember.
Okay. All right.
I've heard that about a lot of the women he's dated.
At Taiwan Golf Course.
I'm sorry, what? Say that again?
I met you at Taiwan Golf Course.
What?
At a charity golf tournament probably 20-plus years ago.
Do you remember that, Dom?
Yeah, because when I played Taiwan a few times, it was at least 20 years ago.
Yes. And I think you gave the awards out and my foursome won.
Wow.
That's fun.
And that was how I got to meet you. So, yeah. So I've been listening to Dom since I moved here in 91.
My goodness.
Wow, that's a quite a long
time. Fantastic. I have to know, did I behave myself? Was I well behaved? Was I courteous to you? I mean,
did he hit on you?
You were very, very nice to me. Your partner at the time was not so nice to me, but your producer was also very nice. So because you were so pleasant and, you know, very personable, I kind of, you know, just ignored her.
Listen, all I want to say is, here's all I would say about that. If I had a nickel, Les, that's all I'm going to say.
I'm sure. And you say no more.
Say no more. Well, you know what? That's say great. No I'm more. Glad. You know, after 20-something years, the next time Jeremy and I do a happy hour, I think our next one's going to be up in Arvada.
Something like that, yeah.
You need to come out and say hi so we can get an updated photo after all these years, okay?
Oh, sounds absolutely wonderful. And I was really upset because I live in Littleton, so I just missed the Highlands Ranch one.
Oh
yeah, that's right, yeah.
But for you guys, I would be more than willing to drive all the way to Arvada.
Please do.
Thank you.
Please do.
Thank you. Yeah, pack a lunch and come up and see us.
Bring
okay?
some golf balls, all right?
Sounds wonderful. And you guys have a wonderful Christmas and keep being you because you guys are awesome.
Well, we
thank
think you.
I'm
going
to save that
thank
audio
you,
right
Leslie.
There. Thank
have
you,
a
Leslie.
Great weekend.
Bye. There she goes.
That's fantastic.
That's very sweet.
Time for one more. We get to squeeze in one more call on No Filter Friday. It is Kathleen. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning. How are
Hi.
You this great Friday?
We're great.
It's a great day. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm going to do a shameless plug here. Old Westminster, there was a woman who passed recently, who was truly the heart of Westminster. But she had started a craft fair for kids. It's called the Kids Shopping Spree. And mm-hmm. what it was for, nothing is over $10. It's for the kids to come down and buy presents for their friends, their family, whoever. There's free gift wrapping. There's Santa Claus will be there. They're raffling a Christmas model train away. It's
All right.
a great time.
All righty.
And it's called the Kids Shopping Spree, but they don't turn okay. anybody away. It's kids of all ages, I guess.
Well, that's fun.
All right.
What does it have to all do right. with the woman that died?
Her name was Bev Capra.
She started it, I guess.
Oh, is that what it is?
She started it, yes.
Oh, okay.
She started
all right, well, there's
it,
your,
and they'd like to
there, well, that's a massive plug that you just
there's
gave.
There's your free plug, Kathleen. Was there anything else on your mind that you wanted to talk about, or you just wanted to call in and do the free plug?
For crafts.
I love the last woman who said, you keep being you. That was perfect. I listen to you all the time. I have for many years. I remember when Jeremy first started.
It was a long time ago.
I saw a picture not long ago from one of his early days, and I'm going to tell you, it's one of the funniest things I've seen.
Baby face, right?
He looked like he was 11.
Terrified.
I mean, he looked like he was 11 years old.
I know. I've seen some of those from whatever it is.
It's hilarious.
A few years ago now. Yeah.
Kathleen, we love you. Have a great weekend, and good luck with the craft fair.
Merry
okay?
Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Well, there you go. Another... No Filter Friday is in the books.
That was nice, huh?
Oh, it was sweet.
It was nice.
Great calls. Thank you for making our day. We'll turn it into a podcast, and then we'll do it again next Friday. In fact, next Friday will be the last No Filter Friday of the year.
That's right. So maybe we'll do that for 2 hours.
Oh, why? Sure. I'm good with that.
Why not?